A Barrel of Fun, starring Charlie Ruggles.
On to the Barrel of Fun. Come, let's put on Boom on the Run. Come, let's with old Charlie Ruggles. Drop all your worries and troubles. Come to the Barrel of Fun. Come to the Barrel of Fun.
Welcome to another gala evening in the Barrel of Fun with Benny Rubin, Verna Felton, Sarah Berner, Jerry Hausner, Linda Ware and the Sportsman, and Dave Rose and his orchestra. We open the program with Until Tonight. Take it away, Dave.
Until tonight, that moon was never there until tonight. The stars were lost somewhere until my heart began to see this was an empty world to me. Until tonight, I never heard a song until tonight. For when you came along, along came love, so young and bright. Oh, what a thrill I missed until
lovers of good beer, it's my pleasure to present once again that perennial sophomore on the campus of life, your favorite star of stage, screen, and radio, our lovable host and master of ceremonies, Charlie Ruggles.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much. Well, here I am again, and here you are again. So it's always fair weather when good fellows get together, you know. Thanks to the California Chamber of Commerce. Well, anyway, I'm glad to be back. I really am. You know, I took a little trip last week to my old alma mater. Yeah, Fawcett College at Dripping, Connecticut. Yeah, it was a reunion of my class. Yeah, the class of 1916. I saw all my old friends there and had a wonderful time. I could have gone by plane, but I don't know. I prefer terra firma. And the more firmer, the less terra, you know. I should. The train was so crowded. My goodness, was that train crowded. I couldn't get anything but an upper berth. I really couldn't. And the berth was so small, I had to stick my feet out the window. And in the morning, I found two mailbags hanging on them. Yeah, I left my brown shoes, you know, to be shined. And when I got up in the morning, I found one brown shoe and one black shoe. And I told the porter about it. And I said, look here. I said, what's the idea? One brown shoe, one black shoe. He says, well, Colonel, he says, that's a mighty strange coincidence. Is the man got off of Denver 2 hours ago and had a pair on just like him. Well, that's enough of this nonsense. And don't believe a word I said, will you? Have a good time, drink lots of beer, and I'll be around when the floor show starts, you know. Well, hello. My good, what is this, a reception?
Oh, we just wanted to welcome you home, Mr. Ruggles. Mm. Did you have a good time at your college reunion?
At the college reunion?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Well, it was all right. Edgar, Don't you think you'd better go out and fill the salt shakers or something, please?
I'll bet it was lots of fun going back to your old college, wasn't it, Mr. Ruggles?
Yeah, it was all right. Linda, don't you think you should be out there with the quartet getting ready for your number?
How was that torchlight parade they were going to have in your honor?
Well, now, look, it was all right, Dave. Dave, I wish you'd tell the boys in the orchestra to get rid of those tin cups they wave at the customers all the time, will you?
They've got to live, don't they?
They've got to live, of course. Well, that's a matter of opinion, I don't know. After all, I do pay them a salary.
But, Mr. Ruggles...
And another thing, I wish you'd tell that guitar player that I don't mind him coming to work in a wheelchair, but he could at least trim his whiskers so they don't get tangled in the strings.
But, Mr. Ruggles.
And another thing.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Charles, what's the matter with you? You don't have to be so cantankerous. Just because things didn't turn out exactly as you expected at the reunion.
Yeah. Gee whiz, Mr. Ruggles, we only wanted to know if you had a good time.
Well, Edgar, please, you like your job here, don't you?
Oh, yes, Mr. Ruggles.
And would you like to be a head waiter in a hobo jungle, would you?
Oh, gee, are you opening up another place?
Yeah, no. No, I'm not. And everybody, please stop asking me questions about the reunion.
Charles, I'm ashamed of you throwing a tantrum like that.
Well?
Why don't you be a man and tell them?
Because it's a closed book.
Well, if you don't, I will.
Yeah, all right, go ahead, tattletale.
Nah.
Why, Charles? Well, you know I accompanied Charles to Fawcett College because my twin nieces are students there. And all during the trip, Charles was telling me about what a big man he was on the campus and what a grand welcome he was going to get. Charles, control yourself. You're hopping up and down like a little boy in a pogo stick.
Oh, well, I can't help it, Darren, really, you know. Oh, I'm so happy and excited. Coming back to the old campus for the first time in 25 years, you know, this is a big day for me, Darren.
Now, calm down, Charles.
You know, I was a big noise on the campus. I really was. Yes, sir.
Yes, I know, Charles. You've told me all about it.
Oh, boy, what a thrill. I'm going to see all my old college pals, all my fraternity brothers, and she'll be there. My little old college sweetheart. Sweet, skinny little Lorna Doone McCluskey. I haven't seen her in 25 years, you know, Davy. Did I ever tell you about Lorna Doone?
Yes, all the way down since we left Hollywood.
Oh. Uh-huh. You hear that? You know what they're playing, don't you? Well, you don't need three guesses to know who that's for. Well, I guess they haven't forgotten old Iron Man Ruggles, the star fullback. Brackety-axy-axy-ax. Brackety-axy-axy-ax. Hold that line. Stop that leak. Shh. Force it.
Charles, would you please remember your blood pressure? And what in the world were you yelling?
That's the old college victory cheer. Never forget it.
Well, I never heard it in my life.
Well, hello. Hello, folks. Here I am. Here he is now. Let's give him the victory cheer.
Hey, victory cheer. You hear that, Davy? Didn't I tell you I'd get a reception, huh?
Are you ready? Hep, hep.
Rackety-ax, ax, ax. Rackety-ax, ax, ax. Whip, whack, red and black. Hullabaloo, washing you. Swish, boom, bah. Jones, rah, rah, rah.
Hey!
Jones? Did they call you Jones,
no,
Charles?
No, they just got mixed up, I think. I got mixed up. cheerleader, not Jones, no, Ruggles, you know, Iron Man Ruggles.
Ruggles? Never heard of him.
Hey, wait a minute, everybody. There's Jones over there. Yeah.
Come on!
Hey,
come on, Well, Charles,
yeah.
You certainly got a fine reception.
Ah, well, what do those kids know, anyhow? All they do nowadays is eat goldfish and feed nickels into jukeboxes, you know. Wait till we run into some of my old classmates at the fraternity house, then you'll see.
Will they know you there, Iron Man?
Yeah, well, they certainly will. Oh, don't you worry. Come on, let's take this taxi cab here. Hey, cabbie.
Where is it?
Cabbie, do you take passengers in this four-cylinder pushmobile?
Where do you want to go, sonny?
Take us to the Tapper Kager Beer House on Fraternity Row, please.
Oh, a frat boy, eh? Well, hop in.
Hey, wait a minute. Come back. We're not in the cab.
Certainly am getting absent-minded. Well, get in, lady. You too, sonny. Where'd you say you wanted to go, sonny?
I told you, the Tapper Kager Beer House.
Oh, yeah. There I go forgetting again.
Are you always so forgetful?
Nope. Sometimes I'm worse.
Well, get us to the fraternity house quick before you forget who's driving the cab, will you?
You got a glib tongue, sonny. Say, funny thing happened this morning at breakfast. Got an itch in my back. Darned if I didn't pour the syrup down my back and scratch my pancakes.
Have you been driving this cab on the campus very long?
Nigh on to 40 years, lady.
Well, do you remember a campus big shop named Iron Man Ruggles?
Davy, what can he remember with his memory?
Iron Man Ruggles. No, the only Ruggles I remember was the one they used to call Satchel Feet Ruggles.
Satchel Feet?
Yeah, that's the one who got excused from gym class because his feet were so flat.
Yeah, well, it's not the same man at all. And pay attention to your driving. You just went through a red light. A blue light. I don't know. What am I saying? Gee, it's 4 o'clock, Davy, you know. Tea dance time at the Barrel of Fun. Art Gilmore must be introducing Linda's song about this time.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Linda Ware and the Sportsman singing You Talk Too Much.
You talk too much. When we're together, you talk too much.
about the weather, a little less talk and a little more action, please. You talk too much. Why do I let you? You talk too much. Where will it get you? You're on my ear when you ought to be on my knee. I've tried so hard to awaken the passion that's hidden down deep in your heart. But you quote verse on the fine art of love when instead we could practice the art. You talk too much. For satisfaction, you talk too much. There's no reaction, a little less talk, and a little more action, please.
Talk too much when we're together, you talk too much. About the weather, a little less talk, and a little more action, please. You talk too much, why do you talk too much? Where will it get you? You're on my ear when you ought to be on my knee.
I've tried so hard to awaken the passion that's hidden down deep in your heart. But you quote verse on the fine art of love when instead we could practice the art. You talk too much. For satisfaction, you talk too much. There's no reaction, a little less talk, and a little more action, please.
Oh, baby, you talk too much.
Here's where you get out, Sonny.
Yeah, okay, come on, Daddy.
Let's see now. The meter reads a dollar and a half. Here you are, Sonny.
Yeah, here, what do you mean? You mean you're paying me a dollar and a half?
The meter don't lie, Buster.
Yeah, well, how about my tip?
Oh, yes, well, here you are, Sonny. I don't give more than a dime in a short haul.
Yeah, now, look, now, wait a minute. I'm supposed to pay you. Here's a dollar and 60 cents. Now go out and buy yourself a pair of pants. You forgot to put yours on this morning. Ha-ha. Well, welcome to the Tapakega Beer House. Don't you think it's swell, Abby?
Well, it wouldn't be so bad if it had a roof on it.
Well, we're going to get one on just as soon as the mortgage is paid. Hey, look, look, look. Here comes Jack Smith, an old classmate of mine. He used to be editor of the college paper, the Fawcett Daily Drip, you know? Yeah, well, hello. Hello, Jack.
Hello there. How are you?
Well, why, Jack, you old son of a gun. Long time no see, huh?
That's right. Come back for the reunion?
Yeah, well, you know me, Jack, the old college spirit.
That's nice. Well, excuse me, I gotta go along now. What was your name again?
Yeah, Ruggles, Charlie Ruggles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. Well, I'll see you around, Randall. So long.
Well, yes, I'll see you around. I'll see you around, Randall.
Well, Randall, you certainly are a well-known figure on this campus.
Yeah, well, I never liked that fella, and I always will. Come on, let's go into the house, Gabby, huh?
Right.
Ha, 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 look at that.
Hail, hail, the gang's all here. What the heck do we care?
Yes, sir.
Hail, hail,
the old fraternity house.
Yes, sir.
This is just the way it used to be.
Was it always full of tobacco smoke and bad voices?
Hello, Charlie Ruggles.
Yeah, who said that? Well, if it isn't Razzle Dazzle Henderson, my old roommate.
Charlie, my boy, how are you?
Well, good old Razzle Dazzle. Say, I want you to meet Mrs. Davenport, my business associate.
Pleased to meet you.
So you were Iron Man's roommate.
Who?
Well, you were Mr. Ruggles' roommate, weren't you?
Sure, but we never called him Iron Man. His nickname was Satchel Feet. Well, that was because, you see,
Well, it's been nice seeing you, Razzle Dazzle. So
long. Just a minute, Charles. Just 1 minute. Mr. Henderson. Didn't Charles have any other nickname?
Well, now, let's see. Oh, yes, yes. We used to call him Woodenhead Ruggles.
Yeah, Woodenhead.
Yeah. That was because he was so dumb.
Yeah, dumb.
He was a freshman for 3 years.
Yeah, I was a freshman for 3 years.
I remember the time. When he walked up to the little man.
Yeah, no, wait a minute. Wouldn't you like to see the rest of the house, Gabby?
No,
the
no,
rubber
no,
plants
no, no,
or
no,
something?
No, not just yet, Charles. Not just yet. Mr. Henderson, wasn't Charles the star fullback of your football team?
Him?
Yes.
Ruggles?
Mm-hmm.
Why, he played all his football on the bench.
Come on, Abby, will you?
Say, listen, I remember the time when the score was tied and in the big game. The coach turned to Charlie and said, Ruggles, get up off that bench. And Charlie said, gee, coach,
You mean you're going to send me in? Coach said, no, I'm going to send in the bench. Send...
Well, razzle-dazzle, old pal, you don't know what a great help you've been to me. Yes, thank you. If you ever get out to Hollywood, Razzle, be sure and drop in on me at the Barrel of Fun, will you? And I'll treat you to a nice, long, cool drink.
Oh, thanks!
Yes, it'll be a Mickey Finn with a sprig of poison ivy in it. Goodbye.
Well, Charles, I think I've seen enough. I'm going over to the sorority house to see the twins.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Davy. I'll meet you there later. And if you see my old sweetheart, Lorna Doone, over there, tell her that I'll be right over, will you?
Yes, Charles. Yes, yes. I'll see you later. Yeah. Goodbye, satchel feet.
Well, I guess I'll never put my heel down on that one.
Hiya, Mr. Ruggles.
Yeah, help, I'm surrounded. Got a service. Oh, well, it's Davy's twin nieces.
That's right. I'm Linda Lou.
I'm Cindy Lou.
Where's our Aunt Davy, Mr. Ruggles?
Why, she just left here a second ago to meet you girls at the sorority house. Too bad you missed her.
Oh, that's all right. You know what, Mr. Ruggles?
What?
We think you all is sweet.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice of you girls. Thank you so much. Why?
Because you all is going to take us back to Hollywood and put us in the movies.
Yeah, I said, who said so?
Aunt Davy.
She did, huh? Well, that's very thoughtful of Aunt Davy, including the way she kept it for a surprise. Now, look here, you two blues. Now, you just forget all about the movies, will you? And you stick to college. You know, a college education is a wonderful thing, especially if you learn something after you get out.
Ain't you gonna put us in the movies, Mr. Ruggles?
Absolutely not. I'm having enough trouble staying in them myself. Now, if you'll excuse me, girls, I've got to be going.
But, Mr. Ruggles, you said we were friends to the very A-N.
Yeah, I know, kids, but this is the A-N, this year.
And now Linda Ware and the Sportsman singing Grandfather's Clock.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tock. Tick-tock, tick-tock. My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. Tick-tick, it was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more. Tick-tick.
It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and was always his treasure and pride.
But it stopped short, never to go again, when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering.
Tick-tock, tick-tock.
His life seconds numbering.
Tick-tock, tick-tock. It stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
My grandfather said that of those he could hire, not a servant so faithful he found.
For it wasted no time, and it had but one desire, at the close of each week to be wise. And it struck 24 when he entered at the door with a blooming and beautiful bride. Beautiful bride, beautiful bride, beautiful bride, ding, ding, ding. But it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering.
Tick-tock, tick-tock,
his life seconds numbering.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, it stopped short,
never more to go again when the old man died.
Tick-tick, tick, but it stopped short,
never, never to go again when the old man died.
Pardon me, I'm calling on Miss McCluskey, Lorna Doone McCluskey. She's down here for the reunion.
Oh, you must be Charlie Ruggles.
That's right.
Well, come in. Miss McCluskey got your telephone message, and she's expecting you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'll just sit here and keep you company till she gets down.
Oh, yeah, well, that'll be nice. That'll be nice indeed. Nice weather we're having, isn't it?
Yes.
Don't you? Would you?
Yes.
Are you going to school here, little Fauntleroy? Are you?
Yes. Yes, I'm majoring in music. You know, I love music, don't you? Do you like modern music? I do. You know, just like that Hudson Rawlson on a real roll with a brawler brawler to it. I'm just crazy about that song. It just haunts me.
Yeah, well, does it? Well, it should. It's been murdered often enough.
Wondering if I wasn't majoring in music, I'd love to major in drama. You know, yes. I love drama. It's so dramatic. Don't you think so? I mean, and after all, drama is art, and what would the world be without it? Don't you think so? I mean, after all.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, certainly. I certainly do, after all. Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, I'm just crazy about you in the movies. I think you're cute.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Especially in those strong, silent parts.
Yeah, the strong, silent parts. That's very nice.
Do you like talkative women of the other kind?
Yeah. What other kind?
I like older men because I think it's better for a man to be older because then a girl can respect him.
Yeah.
Because after all, he's had experience and all that and the reason there are so many divorces. Yeah. Don't you think so? I mean, after all.
Let's get back to that hut set on the Rudy Tootie Miller Drack, will you?
But then I don't think a girl of my age who has talent should be serious about men or vice versa.
No.
Because after all, she's young and hasn't really lived yet.
No, the girl hasn't. You haven't been born yet. You know that.
In the movie, you think so? I mean, after all.
Yeah, after all, yes. After all. Absolutely.
I knew you would. I'll be packed and waiting to go back with you whenever you're ready.
Yeah, that'll be fine. That'll be just fine. Yeah, what is that? What? Take go back where?
Why, to Hollywood, of course. Oh, this is wonderful. Don't you think so?
Yeah, it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened. I mean, after all, what am I saying? Oh, lucky, lucky Hollywood.
Well, Satchel Feet.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. Now, cut it out, Debbie, will you, please? Now, cut it out, Debbie. I asked you not to call me Oh, excuse me, madam. I thought it was someone else.
Why, Charlie, darling, don't you remember me? I'm Lorna Doone.
Yeah, Lorna Doone? Yeah. My sweet, shy, little, skinny Lorna Doone?
Yes, Charlie, put her there.
Well, put her
there.
Wait a minute. Ow, you're crutching my hand. Well, my goodness, you certainly have changed from the Lorna Doone I used to know. Put on a little weight, haven't you?
Yep, it's all muscle. Feel that bicep.
Feel that bicep.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Is that a bicep?
Oh.
Feels more like a pile driver covered with skin.
Well, Satch, sit down here beside me and tell me all about your wonderful success in Hollywood.
Well, Lorna Doone, it all started back when...
Yeah, that's fine. You know, I've been successful, too. Physical culture. Yes, indeed. Have my own health school in Atlantic City. And speaking of health, you look pretty puny to me. Look at the bags under your eyes. Look like wardrobe trunks.
Well, of course, you didn't expect me to travel all the way from Hollywood with a briefcase, did you?
Stand up. That's right. Nope. Stomach in.
Ah.
Chest out. Chin up.
Oh. Lorna, please don't. I've got high blood pressure.
Well, what you need is exercise.
Yeah.
Now, when I get through with you, you'll be in the pink.
Yeah, but I don't look good in pastel shades.
Now we'll do some calisthenics. Follow me.
Follow you. Where are you going?
Ready. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now let me hear you breathe. Why, you sound like a 1920 Hupmobile.
Yes, well, maybe you're right. I haven't had my oil changed in 2,000 miles, you know.
Well, Well, you need more exercise. Come on now, let's rest.
Yeah, now wait, now please.
Now,
now,
I'll take my head off.
Now wait a minute, wait a minute. Wait a minute, please. Oh, you're choking me.
Now, here's the flying mare.
No. Oh. Oh, my back.
Well, I've made up my mind. I'm going back to Hollywood with you and make a man out of you.
Yeah.
I'll be packed in 10 minutes.
Uh-huh. I'll be out of here in 5 minutes. Davy, where are you?
Charles, what's the matter?
Yeah, but don't ask any questions. Come on. I got to see a man about a timetable.
Oh, boy, we made it. Oh, make way, Hollywood. Here we come.
Empty child, perhaps you'll tell me why we left so suddenly.
Well, because it was the only way to shake a bunch of movie-struck dames.
Movie-struck dames?
Yes, and your nieces included.
Hiya, y'all, Mr. Ruggles.
Oh, no.
And I'm here too, Charles. You can't lose your little Lorna Doone so easily.
Yeah, but how?
And me too. I mean, after all.
Yeah, all this and heaven too. Well, it's been a lovely reunion, but here's where we part company.
He pulled the emergency cord.
Charles, what are you doing?
He jumped off the train.
Oh, how are you going to get back to Hollywood?
Yeah, if my feet know their business, by way of the South Pole.
Gilmore inviting you to join us again next week for another Barrel of Fun.